With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Safire is a Pulitzer-winning columnist for the New York Times.
I was in the Nixon White House. I was a speechwriter. And I remember how raped I felt when it turned out that I was wiretapped.
Safire was told it was in the name of national security. Years later, several books, a successful column, and a Pulitzer behind him, William Safire continued to be haunted by that wiretap.
That got me thinking, how much personal liberty do individuals have to give up to provide for the national security?
And that, in part, prompted him to write a more than 1,000-page historical novel called Freedom.
It's not a novel about the Civil War or about Abraham Lincoln. It's a novel about a theme. And the theme is this balance between individual liberty and national security.
In Freedom, William Safire tells us that Abraham Lincoln ordered arbitrary arrest, imposed martial law, shut down opposition newspapers.
The Carl Sandburg Lincoln, that's the one we're brought up on. Kindly, humorous, suffering, and above all, presidential.
But that was not the real Lincoln.
In looking at Lincoln, I see a sometimes devious, quite political, sometimes quite cruel, tortured, melancholy, but above all, a man with a central idea, a purpose.
Safire says the Lincoln myth developed not just because he was assassinated, there have been other assassinated presidents, but because he was murdered at a very special time.
The national bloodletting of the Civil War created the martyr.
The story is told in Freedom, a novel that is true to the history of the period. For the buff, William Safire has included a 134-page afterbook, which separates the fact from the fiction. William Safire's Freedom, published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. New York Times columnist William Safire discovered something as he began researching the Lincoln White House for Freedom, a giant historical novel of the Civil War.
It's as if there were a tape recorder going on in that White House. Everybody kept diaries. Everybody wrote letters to everybody else. There was no telephone.
Safire says the research material in the Library of Congress and the New York Public Library was voluminous.
As I was traveling around the country for the New York Times doing my job, I would stop in to local antiquarian bookstores and pick up books on the Civil War.
And built up his own library. And William Safire uncovered things lost to the historians. For example, a memo written to President Lincoln from Postmaster General Montgomery Blair opposing Lincoln's plans to emancipate the slaves.
So I asked the Library of Congress, where's that memo? They said they didn't have it. A couple of years later, I get a call. You the guy that was looking for that Montgomery Blair memo? Yeah. Well, we found it. It was misfiled for a century or so.
Safire says that memo describes a cabinet meeting that now appears to have been much more dramatic than previously believed. William Safire also devised a trick on the days he worked on Freedom. Instead of reading the latest New York Times in the morning, Safire would pick up a bound copy of the Times dating to the period he was writing about.
If I was writing about July 22nd, I would turn to July 22nd and read the paper that day with the ads and everything. And that would help slip me back in time.
For a novel, Freedom is a little different. It's illustrated.
That's because I'm terrible at writing descriptions of people. And I figured since everybody in my novel is a real person, instead of my describing them, show their picture.
William Safire's novel, Freedom, was published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There's one thing William Safire agrees on about his novel, Freedom.
It's long, but a reader doesn't have to be in a rush.
Freedom is more than 1,000 pages long, in fact. It's the story of the first 21 months of the Civil War and Lincoln's use of power to crush his opponents. The first draft of Freedom was a lot different than the final product.
I had a good editor at Doubleday who said, hey, it's a good political tract, but it's not a story. And you don't do enough with your characters. And you got to remember you're writing a novel. So I went back from the beginning, and with the aid of writing on a word processor, which was different from writing on a typewriter, I rewrote the whole thing.
William Safire wound up making a lot of cuts.
I cut the book to about 600,000 words, and so that the type size is readable, and the page quality is good for photographs.
Safire has also written what he calls an afterbook of 134 pages.
In the back of the book, chapter by chapter, I say, look, this is fact, this is fiction, and of the facts, here's where this historian says it went this way, and here's where I think it went that way.
William Safire researched and wrote Freedom over an 8-year period while working full-time at the New York Times.
The secret is I don't play golf and I don't play tennis.
William Safire's Freedom was published by Doubleday. Incidentally, I was a little nervous about interviewing William Safire. After all, he writes a column called On Language in the New York Times Sunday Magazine and has written 4 books on language. So all the while, I was afraid I would say something Sapphire could use against me. But
I notice in the course of our talk, you have not made a single egregious grammatical error, and I'd just like to salute you for that.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.